holding what is a sign of his dying maize crop, a farmer in the Kenyan community of Bomet is now entangled in a maize mystery.
Everything has been affected. The 5 acres, all of it, the way is all affected.
So today on his small farm, he has visitors. Local farming leader Siggy Aaron, assistant police chief Samson Negatesh, and David Niamino, the CEO of a cereal growers association in Nairobi.
They give us information that the first rain on January, there must be something.
With the rain?
With the rain.
Okay.
I think there was a supply of the wrong seed.
Okay. How would all those companies give wrong seed at the same time, in the same area?
Niamino considers himself a maize expert and today a maize investigator.
At this stage, this could be green maize already at this time, but there's no maize. As you can see, this is what should have been maize and is already dead.
The Kenyan government estimates that 40% or more of Kenya's maize crop in the South Rift Valley has been affected. Stopping the mysteriously spreading disease is Niamino's number one priority.
The area that gives Kenya real maize is in the North Rift. If this disease appears in the North Rift, then Kenya will be coming hopeless in terms of food. And in food here, Kenyans believe maize is the food security for the country.
It's unclear what makes the disease spread. Some say wind, others say insects, some say both, plus a lack of information.
What is lacking here is awareness of what should be done. And the message is, you can see the farmers are contradicting. They're saying that the stock, they have been advised that the stocks should not be fed to animals. But the current information we have from the government is that there is no problem to feed the animals with the stock.
Local farming leader Siggy Aaron planted a test field in search of answers. He successfully grew sweet potatoes here, and in the same field as the disease-infected maize, he grew millet, another staple food for Kenya. It's a positive sign for a dire situation. Assistant Police Chief Samson Negatesh is predicting the worst.
We are fearing children might not go to school next time, and also there will be no food for the community. So we need help if there could be somewhere, so that we can assist these people to cut down this and maybe to plan short season group to save their lives.
Meanwhile, in order to save lives and solve the mystery, this group will continue investigating, looking for a cause. Alex Pena for VOA News, Bomet, Kenya.
Impressive.